this month's podcast, Mark Hafley, CIO at UBS Chief Investment Office Global Wealth Management, discusses the economic aftermath of COVID-19 with Valentine von Neuvenhausen, CIO of NN Investment Partners.
So, Valentine, as COVID-19 continues to impact the economy and supply chains, we are going to see quite a variation in earnings expectations. And we were wondering what you thought about different sectors, which ones you like and maybe which ones to avoid.
Yeah, absolutely the right question to ask, because I think even aside from the depth and length of the recession, the impact on sectors will be very different. And it will also be different over time. So I think in the short run, there might be opportunity for a technical bounce in cyclical sectors like materials, industrials, and consumer cyclicals. But that's really more of a positioning question. If you look at the underlying fundamentals, we continue to believe that actually the technology sector and other sectors that have already sort of shown more resilience, like communication services or internet retailing, will prove to be the long-term winners. They have done that over the last couple of weeks. They might come back a little bit in the short term, but in the medium term, this is where we see the outperformance of certain sectors in the economy.
Okay. And now another question. For those investors who are more cautious and want to protect their portfolios, what would you recommend?
I think protection is more difficult than ever, especially because you now have to pay a price almost to be allocated to the safest assets in the world. So I think that rather than just holding cash, there will be appetite to also at least earn a minimum amount of return on your safety in the portfolio. So therefore, I think that the areas which are clearly being underwritten by policymakers, like short-dated securities with high ratings, think about highly rated corporate bonds or ABS securities, will be an increasingly important area of portfolios that look for safety but are not willing to pay a negative price for that.
Thank you. And then one of the distinguishing features of the COVID-19 disruption has been the way that sustainability has come into the fore, and we've seen many sustainable funds outperform benchmarks. Do you think that is a lasting trend?
I think one of the phenomena of the COVID-19 crisis is that it actually shocks existing trends into an enormous acceleration. And if there is one of those trends where this is very prominent, it is around responsible investing. The inflows in the area have been impressive in recent years and accelerated into March of this year. Of course, there was a bit of a setback, but even in April, we see the flows already rebounding. And I think the annualized growth rate in equity strategies of close to 20% in that space, compared to, of course, outflows in other areas in equities, just underscores how strongly this trend now is accelerating. And indeed, the outperformance is another critically important proof point. Because at clients, there was always the question in their heads, do we have to pay to sort of become more sustainable in the composition of our portfolios? And now we're seeing that there's actually a lot of sustainable alpha in the market. So actually being sustainable in your approach and delivering very attractive financial returns are increasingly being combined, and will convince clients, I think, to keep on allocating more of their capital towards sustainable strategies.
Sustainability and alpha, two great words that go great together. Thank you, Valentine, for your time today and your participation in our investor forum.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and as always, a joy to be here.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliates. The views and opinions expressed in this material by external guest speakers are those of the author, speaker, and are not those of UBS, its subsidiaries, or affiliates. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over the content of this material or any claims, losses, or damages arising from the use or reliance of all or any part thereof. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient, and is is published for informational purposes only. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.